Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. As I'm doing the old podcast, it is a brand new year, the start of January 2016, the year of the monkey on the Chinese calendar. So I want to start by wishing everybody a rocking great 2016. I hope it is a happy, safe, productive, inspiring, humor-filled 2016 for you in your workplace. And speaking of workplace and the new year, many of you have likely made some personal New Year's resolutions. But what about work-related resolutions? Why not gather your team and have everyone share 1 to 3, and no more than 3, individual work-related resolutions they want to commit to publicly making this year? Publicly committing to them will substantially increase the odds of everyone achieving them. And then create team resolutions. What are the behavioral changes that, if everyone commits to, will create the biggest impact on your team's performance? What does everyone need to stop doing or start doing? Write them down, display them in a highly visible place where everyone can see them, have everyone commit to them. Remember, they're commitments, not goals, not vague promises, not slogans, they're commitments. Schedule regular checkup meetings to assess progress, hold everyone accountable, and celebrate success once you see the changes happening in your workplace. So here's to a truly inspiring, successful, and fun 2016. And now my fun at work tip. If you missed WestJet's Christmas Mini Miracle promotion, I urge you after this podcast to Google WestJet Christmas Mini Miracle promotion and watch their insanely inspiring video that shows, summarizes what they did this Christmas season, which was namely to conduct a gazillion, I forget what the final tally was, but thousands, tens of thousands of mini miracles across their territory as a way of celebrating the holiday season. So why not borrow this idea for your workplace or business and extend it throughout the year? Create a mini miracles tally board or scorecard to keep track of the mini miracles your employees carry out on behalf of your community, customers, and fellow employees. Focus on mini miracles. They don't have to be grand gestures. They don't have to be costly or save the entire planet. Look for and encourage simple things that people can do to make a difference, to surprise people, to make someone's day, or help someone in need. Build momentum, create a domino effect, and maybe, just maybe, watch your entire workplace transform. And the quote of the week, too many New Year's resolutions go in one ear and out the other. A good thing to remember at this time of year. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section on the old website, humoratwork.com, I have posted the theme days for January. Some serious, some not so serious. Some of my favorites include January 7th, Bobblehead Day. The 8th is Show and Tell Day at Work. The 12th is Kiss a Ginger Day. The 14th is Dress Up Your Pet Day. The 22nd, Answer Your Cat's Question Day. The 24th, Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. Kazoo Day is the 28th, Fun at Work Day. Hey, how can we miss that one? January 29th. And January 30th is Inane Answering Machine Question Day. So for the whole list, cruise over to the website, www.humoratwork.com. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.